We are back with more Origin DNA of a Play, breaking down an upset win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Joe Fan.
And he's Tim Ryan.
4 out of 5 now? Four?
Well, 4 out of 5 and 5 out of 6, 4 in a row. And here's the beauty of it. That DNA strand starting to come together. Let's get some of this chicken scratch off here and show you a couple of really good things from the game. And look, it's been a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously, for 4 consecutive wins. And rightly so. He's played outstanding. He's had a lot of help from his receivers, O-line, running game. The defense has been doing their part, too. And what people don't understand is the D has really been playing well at the line of scrimmage for the most part. But this week got takeaways, which they desperately needed. And we're going to show you a couple of them. And most importantly, how the offense was able to capitalize off of them, Joe. A couple things I want you to watch here. This is a pick six touchdown. There's Dante Johnson. He gets the interception. This is Eric Reed. He's going to get the party started just with a huge presence. Little trailer, little stackers right here. They're going to end up running a crosser. Now, Bortles, this is zone coverage. Bortles receivers should know this is like a yellow light route, like proceed with caution, not green light and go. That's what the receiver does, and watch what happens, because the presence of Eric Reed forces him to, like, break off his route right there, stop it, goes up in the air, tips and overthrows over the middle of the field. Beautiful Dante Johnson, first interception since 2014, and the defense gets 6 easy points, which is outstanding. So there it is, getting the party started on defense. Now they're going to keep it going, and now the offense is going to get involved, Joe, after these plays by turning these turnovers into touchdowns. This is a great play and one of the better interceptions, in my opinion, of the year. They're going to try to go too vertical against this. You got Dante out here. K'Wan's going to bail out and start to show some depth. But watch K'Wan Williams and his first interception and how he gets the depth and really fools Blake Bortles, trying to figure it out right here. Now, K'Wan's going to get depth, and watch this athletic play, sky high, up in the air, one-handed, instantly defense to offense, punching it deep down into Jacksonville territory. And what does the offense do? What do the winning teams do? The teams that win a lot of games are the teams that, A, get takeaways on defense and then translate them right into touchdowns on offense. Here's Kittle, a little Kittle corn right here over the middle of the field for the rookie. He's just going to go spot up right here. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to see it, and now this is Garoppolo's decision-making and the quick release that beats the coverage. Right here, 3 defenders, zips it right in there. That is a good player right there in Telvin Smith. Zips it right in between him, 2 other guys, and then George Kittle's able to do the rest. Touchdown after a takeaway. Kelle Witherspoon out here, one-on-one coverage. Bortles knows it. He's got an isolation route. He thinks he's going to get cute and throw the back shoulder fade. Doesn't realize that Kelle Witherspoon, 6'3", with really long arms and ball skills, he picks that one off. If he had that to do over again, would not run right into the offensive lineman. But a great play by him. This gets paid off with a Trent Taylor touchdown. This guy right here, Jimmy G, and what he's able to do. It's going to be a 3-man rush. You're going to see the nickel corner ends up being the flush rusher. He's going to be right here. He's going to come late on Garoppolo. Garoppolo sees him coming. He's got his eyes down the field. Receivers in a scramble drill, sidearm slinger, right to the body of Trent Taylor. Touchdown. So you look at it. Defense scores a touchdown on their own. Then they get 2 other takeaways, and the offense is able to instantly translate those into touchdowns. That's big-time stuff.
Tim, just for fun, we've got to add this Carlos Hyde touchdown, because when you want to talk about comprehensive execution from the offensive line to the tight ends, to the rookie slot receiver, to Carlos Hyde making a great play, this is just beautiful offense.
It doesn't get any better than this when you talk about this play, and I'll tell you why, and we'll draw up the blocks. We all know Joe Staley can block. The guy's been doing it forever. He's great. He's going to go get the middle linebacker, Telvin Smith, right here. This might be the block of the year for George Kittle. He's down blocking on maybe the most valuable player in the league on defense, Calais Campbell. So he gets a big down block on him. Trent Taylor's going to kit out and end up sealing this guy. Now it's all about him. On him, A.J. Bouye is going to get upfield. And watch this wicked cut by Carlos Hyde, playing off all 3 of those great blocks. Bang, breaks the ankles of Bouye. Touchdown, 3 rushing touchdowns on the day for the 49ers.
Tim, what I love about this run, like you said, 4 in a row, 5 of 6. And each week, some of the naysayers, they can't help but admit to themselves, maybe this team is turning the corner. You go on the road and beat, the Texans and Bears, they're not very good. Oh, you come home and beat the Titans. Well, they're a team that's flopping. Let's see what they do against the Jaguars. And certainly a late surge made it closer than it needed to be. That was very near a beatdown, 44 points in the top defense in the league.
Yeah, and I think the defense should have scored again. I thought the review was bogus where Elijah Lee was able to pick up that fumble and punch it in. Blake Bortles hadn't thrown a pick in three games. On defense, they were Saxonville. They had one sack in the game, coming into the game with 51 sacks. So great execution from top to bottom. Offense paying off the defense and vice versa. And what can you say about the play caller in Kyle Shanahan and what he's able to do now? Now has a driver to drive the car, and he knows how to tweak the car every week for the race in terms of the game plan. So the mission started, I think, week 13 at Chicago. Joe, it's not going to stop till they reach the promised land. Is that 2018? Is it 2019? I don't know, but I know it can happen a lot quicker than you think. Ask Troy Aikman and the Dallas Cowboys of the early 90s.
The 49ers are in Los Angeles against the Rams. Another winnable game. Rams benching their starters. But expect the 49ers to take that one and finish the season with 5 straight and 6 of 7. He's Tim Ryan. I'm Joe Fain. The calendar turns to 2018.
Happy New Year.
Here on Sunday. Very happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining us right here on Origin DNA of a Play.